Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 22nd of May, and I'm recording at 9:30 p.m., and that's British summertime. Now, first, I just should mention that this is my last audio until the 9th, which would be my first day back, 9th of June, because I'm going on a little holiday, and I could do with the rest, actually. But I will miss the commentary and miss the markets. But there are other things in life as well. Okay, so what happened in here today? I promise not to ramble on too long because this is my last audio for a fortnight. But, well, probably the most interesting thing in Asia is that Japan, which a lot of people have been worrying about, had a pretty good day. It was up 2.1% for the Nikkei 225. The other indices were up a little bit less, but solid gains. And again, people have been concerned, as I have, about the uncertainty created by their sales tax, which they introduced last month. And then there were concerns over Japan's energy policies and China and so on. So that's all understandable, and it had such a big run last year that it was entitled to a lengthy ranging phase, and the yen had been a little bit stronger than people expected. That's currently at 101.74 against the U.S. dollar, incidentally. And the U.S. dollar has been quite weak, so that's made it harder to weaken the yen against the U.S. currency. But I liked the action here today. It's not conclusive. Few things are in markets, but it's ranging, and the Nikkei continues to find support around that 14,000 level. And if it now pushes higher and starts to take out some of the lower highs that we've seen over the last few months, that would provide clear evidence that the demand side had regained the upper hand. But you know how it is in markets. It's a global beauty contest, and people have been looking elsewhere. They've been looking at India, for instance, which had a steady day in here. Australia was also steady. And actually, most of Asia was Shanghai Composite. You know, it had that key to the upside yesterday from a critical area just above that 2,000, or from just below, excuse me, just below that 2,000 level on the Shanghai Composite Index. But no follow-through today, although it was down 0.2%, so Not much. Now, in Europe, quiet overall. And if I just put up those indices, very small moves overall, but a few more markets up than down. The biggest mover, though, was to the downside, and that was Italy's down nearly 1.1%. And America's a steady action, modest gains. Brazil up 1.15%. Wall Street, well, fractionally higher on the Dow, which is not all that far from its highs, although it had that upside failure, as you know, last week. And the S&P up 0.25% in here, quite steady. NASDAQ getting another gain in here today, and slightly better percentage move, 0.5%. And that NASDAQ 100 index, that has those rising lows, as does the composite index, which started last month. And so all within this, what's nearly six month trading range. But it's had rising lows recently, so it's still edging higher within this overall trading pattern. The best index in the U.S., and this I think is probably significant, is transports. So that suggests that air traffic and also railroad traffic is doing quite well, and that all suggests that the people who are saying that the U.S. economy will be slightly better as the year progresses, and I'm in that camp, really. I think it's by year end, I would expect it to be better, but it's one of these two steps, excuse me, two steps forward and one and three quarters backwards. It's this sort of choppy, gradual improvement in the U.S. economy. And as I say, transport certainly underlines that will continue. So again, this business of the bond yields, the 10-year U.S., it's crept up to 2.55% here today. But that's still quite soft, and that does reflect concerns about U.S. GDP growth. Do those bondholders know something that I don't? Well, probably lots of things, but I'm not sure that it's about the U.S. economy. And that's a little bit of evidence of investor nervousness here generally. And perhaps that's not surprising. Wall Street having had that bull market of over 5 years, and then it goes into a lengthy ranging pattern, which is going to be choppy, and you get some sharpish moves to the downside, but they have not stayed down, those indices. They've bounced right back up, kind of much in line with the forecasts that we've been giving for the last many months, or certainly since last December. Okay. Okay, what else to mention in here? I think that again, let's take precious metals. It was interesting here today. Now we've got palladium up to 835 and change. That's up $5 in here today. That's pretty good. And we've got platinum also stronger, and these are the unquestionably the leaders. But palladium is just running away with it on supply concerns, and it's quite expensive relative to gold on that basis, which is interesting. I posted a chart of that today. Now, can palladium and platinum lead gold and silver higher? Well, I don't see why not eventually. We do know that there are a lot of, well, there are several investment banks that have been putting out bearish comments on gold, and they've been quite aggressive in terms of their forecasts. Now, that's been going on over the last several months, and it hasn't done truth tell, and a whole lot of damage here overall. Are those reports prescient, or do you think they're a contrary indicator? Well, the evidence from palladium and platinum says that they're wrong, but we don't have that yet confirmed by the gold price, although it looks like it could be a base in here. Platinum definitely shows a clear evidence of base formation activities, type 3 base, so ranging time and size taking place rather slowly. Silver, which is the high beta follower of gold, I think I've said this before, but when gold really is getting a significant move to the upside, we'll see silver pick up and start to outperform it, and that's clearly not happening here right now. So a little bit of nervousness and disinterest, but those gold and silver, well, at least gold, I should say, has done better than Wall Street's stock market indices, I believe, so far this year. Okay, and the Royal Bank of India had rolled back some of their restraints on gold purchases, largely to allow the jewelers to pick up more ahead of the Indian wedding season. So interesting, Interesting there. I think over the very long term, smart investors have tended to nibble at gold bullion when they were allowed to do so, and they are today. And they would do so when it was a little bit weak, whereas the momentum players got carried away with the big run to the upside, and then it fell back sharply, as you know. Okay, anything else in here today? Not really that I can see. Oil prices a fraction lower. Grains mixed, but soybeans and corn slightly steadier, wheat a little bit easier. And on that note, I will just say all the very best to all of you.